Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And it's just you and me. I have some things I want to talk about this segment and next segment. I want to talk about the great English actor, Sir Laurence Olivier. You know who I'm talking about. You've probably seen him on, golly, such a great actor, so many different places you've seen him. He once admitted, after a lifetime on stage and screen, that he had always suffered from stage fright. How about that? I mean, think about that. One of the 20th century's most revered actors, who appeared in over 120 stage roles, 60 movies, more than 15 television productions, countless performances, actually battled the fear of rejection and failure. But when you look at his numbers, those numbers, when you add that up, it's obvious that Sir Laurence's condition didn't cause him success. So what about you? What about me? What do our numbers look like? Our sales numbers, I mean, right? As business owners, those are our first numbers that should come up, right? Well, sadly, too often, well-trained and motivated people allow something to prevent them from achieving their numbers. And that something is to the marketplace what stage fright is to acting. It's called call reluctance. And it's brought on by a fear of rejection and a fear of failure, which is exactly the same thing that stage fright causes. And we all have it. It's not an acting thing. It's not a sales thing. It's a human thing. We all have it. And the good news about call reluctance is that you can overcome it. And I'm going to recommend today that you do it the way Sir Laurence overcame his stage fright. Indeed, his success and the fact that he was willing to talk about his condition, he told people about this, provides us with at least four clues about his professional courage and his spirit. Here are those four clues. So Laurence Olivier, understanding knowing that he had this condition, this stage fright, he first recognized that he had a personal performance challenge. You have to recognize it, folks. You have to see it. And then, number two, he accepted it as something he must deal with. This isn't just something that's going to go away. This is in me. He literally said, at the end of his career, I still have stage fright. So he knew it wasn't something that was going to go away, and it was something he had to deal with. Number three, he took steps to minimize negative effects. How do we know that he did that? Well, he was successful till the day he died. His stage fright did not prevent him from doing 120 stage roles in theater, 60 movies, and who knows how much television, right? So obviously, he took steps. We don't know exactly what he did, but they were personal to him. That's the reason why I'm saying this is not an acting thing or a sales thing. It's a human thing. And we're each different. So he took the steps that minimized the negative effects for him. And he refused, number four, he refused to let it get in the way of his goals and his success. He denied that fear, the opportunity to get in his way. So how can you tell if someone in your organization has debilitating call reluctance? Well, now notice I said debilitating call reluctance. We all have call reluctance. Every one of us, even me. I'm as good a salesperson as God ever made. I can do it. I've been doing it a long time. I'm really good at it, but I still have call reluctance. All of us do. It's the question is yours debilitating? So you'll find it in the numbers, my friends. Insufficient call reports, a mis-selling step, like if you don't deliver a proposal, or in your close ratio. You have a poor close ratio. Those are your numbers. And, of course, the big one, failure to meet sales budgets. Those afflicted to call reluctance will often call on customers they like instead of new prospects. Spend time on safe activities like paperwork instead of face-to-face prospecting. Make excuses when asked about why they aren't getting in front of customers. If you aren't making your sales numbers, you or your company, your salespeople, the problem might be call reluctance. Debilitating call reluctance. See if you recognize any of their behaviors in the four things that we talked about it with Sir Lawrence that I just read. If you do, consider Sir Lawrence's list again. There's a good chance that you'll need help with the first point, recognizing. Because most of us aren't good at seeing our own shortcomings, right? And the third one, steps to minimize the challenge, will likely require help from a personal trainer. But dealing with two and four, acceptance and refusing to give in, will require calling on your inner strengths. You'll have to ask yourself if you're allowing fear to control and direct your life, or are you like Sir Laurence Olivier, prepared to recognize, deal with, and minimize the effects of your challenge? And in the face of these challenges, can you draw on your spirit to accomplish your goals? I want to say those four things that Sir Lawrence did, and this will be on the test, folks. Number one, he recognized that he had a personal performance challenge. Number two, he accepted it as something that must be dealt with, non-negotiable. Number three, he took steps to minimize the negative effects that it was having on him. Number four, he refused to let it get in the way of his success and his accomplishing his goals. He denied that in his case, stage fright. In our case, call reluctance. He denied that from running his life. Don't let call reluctance, don't let debilitating call reluctance prevent you from having the maximum opportunity to be successful. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. I'll be right back. I don't know how or where, but I'm going. It's all that I have
left. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.